Oasis Audio presents A Hobbit Journey by Matthew Dickerson. Read for you by Alan Sklar. Introduction. Middle Earth, by the way, is not a name of a never-never land without relation to the world we live in. J.R.R. Tolkien. Finding Meaning in Fantasy. In October 1958, 3 years after J.R.R. Tolkien's long labors writing and revising The Lord of the Rings had reached fruition with its third and final volume at last in print, the author wrote a long and interesting letter to a fan named Rhona Baer. Miss Baer had posed a series of questions about the languages, history, and cultures of Middle-earth. In his response, Tolkien makes what for some readers may seem a very curious claim. Middle-earth, he explains, is our own world, and the tales told in The Lord of the Rings are in some sense connected to our own history. Now, Tolkien acknowledges in this letter that the geology of Middle-earth doesn't match in details with the geology of our world. As he tells Miss Baer, he considered trying to make these details fit with greater verisimilitude. Before he thought of attempting this, however, the story had already progressed too far. It would have taken too much time and too much work to rewrite his story in order to make Middle-earth more closely tied physically to our world. Despite these geological dissimilarities, however, Tolkien goes on to explain, "I have, I suppose, constructed an imaginary time, but kept my feet on my own."